It's not. Today is Gemara Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, and we're discussing now. We went into a digression about the different chambers in the Beis HaMikdash. In this big area known as Beis HaMikdash, there are four chambers, and we have a stira, and we have a stira between two Mishnahs where exactly the Lishchas HaTloyim was, whether it was on the northwest corner or on the northeast corner. We just started. The northwest corner or the northeast corner? So we said that's a machlekes between Gemara and Talmud and the Gemara and Midas. And we said that the Gemara and Midas, the author Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and we proved it. So therefore, it's no problem. Now the Gemara will focus on. So we came along Rav Adah. Let's go through Rav Adah again. We did this yesterday. So Rav Adah Breir Yitzchok says, no, you don't have to make a machlekes between the two Mishnas. If you zayin around, second line from the top. Rav Adah Yitzchok says, Hai Lishcha, this room, the Lishcha's Hatloim, where the Kohen Gadol used to protect, to summon the Kohen to go and receive, take out some Tloim, is Aktsuyim Maktsai. It's not mamish by the corner, it's removed from the corner. And depending which direction you come in from, you always think it's on the other side. With the Osi Mitzaf, if you're coming from the north side, Mizchaziyale Bedarim. If you're coming in from the north side, it appears to you as if it comes as in the Darim side. In the south side, southwest corner. With the Osim Adarim, if you come from the southern side, you enter this Beis HaMikdash on the southern side, it appears to you, Mizchazel itself, because that Mamish in the corner, it's further north. So you think he's on the north side. But Umistabrit makes sense, even though it's not Mamish of the corner, but it's closer, the Mimarovis Dremis Havoi. It's closer to the southwestern corner. That's what Umistabrit, that's what we did yesterday. Mimai, how do I know that even though that it's not mamish by the corner, that the lishchat loim is closer to the Marav Ezraimis, to the southwest corner? I'll prove it to you. Mid ramin lechem apani, ma lechem apani. Just like we had a question of where the room was lishchat loim, we also have a question as to where the lechem haponim was. Was the lechem haponim on the right hand corner, Dremis Mizrachis? Is that where the Lechem HaPonim was? Because in that Mishnah where it says that you went to the Beis HaTloim, it counts the four corners, right? It starts with the northwest corner, and then it says there, Lishcha HaTloim, then it says Lishcha HaChesomis, then it's Lishcha HaMoikid, and then Lishcha Sha'isim Ba'Lechem HaPonim. So if he has it at the northwest corner, and you go all around, it would be that this one here would be on the southwest corner, on the opposite corner. This is on the bottom right left-hand corner, the Lishcha HaTloim. And the Lechem HaPonim would be the bottom right-hand corner. That's what it seemed from this Mishnah over here in Tamid, in Midas. However, from the Mishnah in Tamid, there it says there were four rooms there, and it says over there that the Lechem HaPonim was actually in the southeast corner. In the southeast corner. Not in the south, what do you call it? What is it? He has them on the sorry. Lishcha Panim is where is it? Lishcha Shayyaz Lishcha Panim, that was the Dremis Mizrachis. That was the southeast corner, rather than the southwest corner. So it's a steed and Lechcha Panim. And what did you answer? Shanin Amar Avuni Rabbi Yeshua. It's from the answer that we gave that we can tell. He says there, Markel Chasher Derech Emin or Markel Chasher Derech Smoil. One guy, we both started with Lishcha Tloim, but you're going to the right, you're going to the left. Kohen Gadol, who's coming from the outside, when you go to the right. So Lishchas HaTloim is first. And if Lishchas HaTloim is first and you continue going all around, then the Lechem HaPonim comes up in the top left-hand corner. And so therefore, because he's counting from the right, it comes in one way. If you count from the left, it comes in another way. But it's not a state of one another. Let's see Rashi. Rashi starts from Midramin lech maponi matemas in the better lines. The Havisal Kedaita, we thought so. He's going the right way, mid Tzofen le Maidiv. He's going from Tzofen to Maidiv. Ume Maidiv the Dorim, from Maidiv to Dorim. And mid Dorim le Mizach, and the Mizach. And you go from Dorim le Mizach. Lishchas HaTloim, with Lichatloim, but Tzofen is Marovish. Lichatloim was at Tzofen Maidiv, which is on this picture, Rashi is the bottom left hand corner. Lishchas HaChesomis is Ma'ar of Ezraimis. The next one is the Ma'ar of Ezraimis. You're going to the right. It's the southwest corner. Elish Chabes HaMaikin is up on top. Bedorim is Rochis is the southeast corner. Elish Chas Lechem HaPonim is the middle 20, is the northeast corner, like you look at Rashi's picture. But I mean, Allah must listen the Midas. I ask a question, because the Mishnah Midas, the Ketani there, it says, but where was it? It wasn't in the northeast corner, but actually it wasn't Dorim is Mizrachis. In the southeast corner. Elish Chas Lechem HaPonim. It's Chastidah from the two places. Umishanami answer, Amar Abun Abreva Yeshua, Tana the Midas. That the Mishnah Midas, which says that it's the southeast corner, Kachashav Derechimin. On the right, Kinem Efarish Behedya, the Ka'azal of money accounting Midorim Lemizrach. He's going from Dorim to Mizrach, from Mizrach, Litzafun, and Mitzafun, the Marv. Umar Dorim. So you're going counterclockwise, you're going, you're standing outside looking towards, and you're going to the right, which is counterclockwise. Babola Hakib Savakalabay, if you want to go around the house of Makib Derechimin, Mibuchus, you're going on the mean, from the outside, you're not inside facing out, you're outside facing in. So if you're going and you're going to the right, it's going all around, so counterclockwise. Zeus Seda Kafasa. You say the coffee is from Tsofen to Maida, Maida to Dov and Dor Mizuch, Umasnis in the Tumid. That's the Mishnah in Midas. And so Lechem Pan is up there. Umasnis in the Tumid, but the Mishnah and Tumid, the Lepirush Midi, doesn't tell you exactly which direction, just telling you the name of the four rooms. Who said he's not talking about the way you're actually walking, he's just counting the rooms. Maybe he's counting from the left to the right. If there's no question, if you go from the left, from where he's starting from.
If you're naming them
by
direction, northeast, southwest.
He didn't quite name it. Yeah. But maybe it means relative to where you're standing.
Relative to where you are, east is still east, west is still west. Right and left changes depending which way you're facing. But east and west is the same.
Gemara will explain in a minute. But this only makes sense what he just answered is if you learn that the room itself was not on either corner, so it depends which way you're looking at. The room was right in the middle, as Gemara will say in a minute. Let's continue the Gemara. Now, I Amri Bishleim Marav is Dreim is Havid, that it's in the middle but leaning more to the south. Hainu de Metada. This is how we answer Lechem Aponim or Lechem Aponim. This is how we can answer. Depending, it's the last room. Depending if you go from the right to the left, it's the last room. And if it's from the left to the right, it's not the last room. It's in the early rooms. Ali Amri, if you learn Tzfainis Marav is Havid, Mamish in the northwest corner, Saif Saif, Mike Tirus Lechem Aponim, how do you answer? It's two different places, Rashi. I Amri Bishleim Tane de Tomid Gufa. The Tana of Tommy, the Tani Lishchas Hatloim, he learns that the Lishchas Hatloim was Tzfainis Marabis. He calls it northwest. But if you're going to learn that northwest, it doesn't really mean northwest. It means really southwest. Then it all makes sense. Meidu who did Tzad Maida, the Rabbis have it, that it's in the middle. That's why he called northwest, because you're coming from the south side, it's on the north side. But it's really leaning more towards the south. If you start kind of go around, where does it end up, the Lechem upon him? Also, northwest, on the top, is high Tvei. So, Ella, the Maris Eina, Shana Mishnah, so the way it looks, because you're coming from the south, it appears like it's on the north side, Mizchazile Mitzaf, and that's why you're calling it north, but really you mean southwest, so then it makes sense, Lechem Panim is northwest. But you're counting from the northwest corner, it's Lechem Panim, Lechem Panim. So if you're starting to count, from Litzchat Loim, that it's, even though he calls it northwest, it really means southwest. And then if you're counting from the left, you work all the way around, the last room would be the Lechem HaPanim, which is the Lechem HaPanim, but that it would be down east on the right-hand corner. Because when you said northwest, you actually meant it southwest. And the last room would be southeast. So therefore, Lechem HaPanim is southeast, and which is exactly the same thing, but it says in Masechta Midas, it's southeast. But if you're going to tell me that the Lechem HaPanim, if you're going to tell me that the Lechem HaPanim is actually... If you're going to tell me that Lechem HaPanim is actually, the Lechem HaPanim, you start counting from the northwest, then the last room of Lechem HaPanim will be southwest. It's a stira. Eliyam, it says Rashi, Dafke, Tana, Lichchaz HaTloyim, Imet, Lechem Mikza, Yitzfoyin, Marav, he's on the northwest corner. When the Mishnah says northwest, says Rashi, it meant Dafke, the northwest. If you go around, then where does Lechem HaPanim end up? On the southwest corner. So if you say, my... Teratz to Lechem upon how you answer one place is south, one place is southeast. Kitani der smoil, how you lich lech upon him, but during his marav, if he minyani doesn't work out. So it must be that what? That it would that talk that even though we called it northwest, it's really southwest. So therefore, both missions are talking about the same thing. So you back to the Gemara, four lines on the top. Elalav shmamna zarayi be marav is during his who? That even though it's in the middle of the room, but if we're calling it northwest, it's actually closer to the southern side. So there's another room there in the northwest side, another room besides this one. And therefore, it's both come out in the same way, that where is Lech HaPanim on the right-hand corner on the bottom.
So if we take it like a maskona, that it's in the middle of the room.
It's not in the middle of the room. Oh, the Lishcha Tloim is the middle, but closer to the Durim. So you can call it north.
All the diagrams have these neat four corners, the rooms in the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, it's a machlekes, yeah.
Yeah, but when you look at every diagram of the Beis HaMikdash, it never has a misalignment. It's always nicely in the corner. Very symmetrical.
Okay, this is all a Blazer Man Yaakov, who is at
the
Midas.
But he's the expert, he's the man.
Okay. That's still a question. Tosh, didn't we say to lay down a rule before Kolp, and we'll learn about it later? Kolp Pinashat, you should always go to the right. And how come over here you're going to the left? You just have going to the left. So we answer, Hani Mili Bavoida, when we're trying to work out which is the way that the coin works. And of course, you always head to the right. The Mishnah over there is just telling you the cheshmer of the rooms. Therefore, when he counts the cheshmer rooms, what's the key if it goes to right, to left, right, makes no difference. And therefore, he has every right to go left to right. Later on. Okay, finish with all these rooms. Back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Koyin Godel has the right, Makriv Chelik Baroj, he has the right always to take the first piece of the head, Venoitel Chelik Baroj, he always takes his portion first. Tana Rabban, we learned the Baraisa, how does that work? Keitzad Makriv Chelik Baroj, what do you mean the Koyin Godel has the, you know, you split, you divide the spoils amongst the Koyinim of that Mishmer of that day, but the Koyin Godel has the right to say, I want the first portion, and you give him the first portion. What does it mean? How does it work? I will bring up this oil, and he has a right, even though I'm not a member of the Mishmar, I can, every single day the Mishnah says he has a right to go and be makriv. Mincha zuani makriv, I want to be makriv as mincha. So that's what he wants. If he wants to do the service, nobody can stop him. And what do you mean he gets the ashir? Keitzad noitul chele berosh. Oimer, he says, chatazu ani oichel. I want to have a chelek in this chatas. Oshem ze ani oichel. I want to eat, because chatas is in the cave and oshem is in the zocher. I want to eat this. The noitul... We have two chalas on Shavuos. The Kohen goes, I want a share, he gets half. He gets one chala. Now, lechem aponim is 12. And if he gets half, he should get six. But what are you telling me here? He gets four or five. There's a machlekes of the Kohen Gadol gets half equal to everybody else, or he gets less than half. From Shavuos, it seems like he gets half. He gets one out of two. But from Lechem HaPanim, it seems that he gets less than half. He gets four or five. And also, what does it mean, four or five? Either give him five, give him four. So we'll see in a minute. Rebbe Yemer Rebbe says, La'olam chamesh. You always give him five. Shenema, because it says, V'hoysa la'adon levonav. Machza la'adon la'machza levonav. Half to Adon, half to children. Which again doesn't make sense. Because L'chei to half, you get six. So Gemara will explain. Rashi, Mishtei Chalos, Shalosh Shavuos, Arba, Chamesh, Bechol Shabbos, 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 gets equal to the Bonav. Belechem HaPon, he's here, Belechem HaPon. Achtzel Aaron, Be'ava, Pi, Shehen, Shnei, Masa. So Rashi asks, Lechede, the 12. And why is he only getting 5? Yes, no, yes, behind Shtei Chalos, we'll soon see in the Gemara that two of the Chalos don't go to the Mishmer, Shehen, Mishalkas, they get divided to others. Kedifaj, was going to explain. Says the Gemara, first of all, Hagu Vakashi, right? They don't get schalkes to these kohenim. Yeah, they get to go to others, as the sunsi. Hagul v'kash, I got a problem. Amrit, you say then when it comes to shavuos noitul chala achad mishtei chalas, which sounds like he gets exactly half. Mani, who holds he gets half? Rebbe, dama palgo shakil, he takes half. Eima metziyasa, look at the next case. It says from lechem aponim, how much does he get? Arba yichamish, four or five. Mimasa lechem aponim, which means he gets less than half. Asen l'rabbanan. No, the Amor who say lo shakil palga. How can that be? Ema sefer. Then look at the next case. Rebbe Ema comes back. Rebbe again, and he says lo elam chamesh. You always get five. Don't understand. Reisha v'sefer Rebbe. It seems by lechaponi. By Shavuos we said it's Rebbe because you only get half one. The end is Rebbe again. Umitziyaser Rabban. In the middle case Rabban. Just like we had yesterday. It's hard to say that one mishnah follows one opinion, the next another opinion, and go back. You know, it's like a chant. Rashi also Rabban Amar lo shakil palga. You don't take half. Di shakil palga. You take half. Batzim chamesh. Less than half. You don't get. Less than five. You won't get. Reisha umitzi. Says Gemara Abaye. Amar Abaye. No. Reisha umetzias rabbanon. Why can't I say the first and middle case is rabbanon? The last case is Rebbe. What was the first case? Lechem deshteh lechem. You get only one. How can that be rabbanon? According to rabbanon, you get less than half. Says the Gemara. Umoide rabbanon beprusa the rabbanon umoide. If you can have to cut the bread in half to give him less than half, the pasnish to give a kengod a broken bread. Here you have no choice. If you there's two loaves and you want to give him less than half, you can't give him less than one. Because the other is broken, it's pastish, it's not covetic. So therefore he ends with one. And the second case, which is five or four or five loaves out of 12, is the Rabbanon. And the third case is Rebbe. Rashi, Reish, there's Rabbanon, and the Amni, Loi, Shokol, Palgunot, Yav, El, Abotzim, Pal, Lesna, Hef. Ay, the Kashalo, Chalo, Dishtey, Alechem, the Shokolay, that he tastes, Kula, Moid, Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Moid, Lav, Oid, Chada, it's not proper, Le, Mifrit, to break it, or Le, Mesa, Prusa, Le, Kohen Gadol, to give only a piece to Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, what was the second case? By Lechem, Panim, give him four or five. What's that, four or five? I be given five, even four. My arba chamish l'rabbanim. The Amri, they say nichnis. Do you know why they say four or five? Nichnis noitel sheish. On Shabbos, there's a group leaving and a group coming. There's a machlekes. How you distribute it? Do you give seven to the new group coming and five to the group going out, or do you give six to each one? So the rabbanim hold nichnis noitel sheish. The group that enters takes six. The yaitzin noitel sheish, and the group that leaves takes six. Each one gets six as a total 12 year divide. Since the Kohen Gadol gets less than, if he wants to, he gets less than half, since half will be six, he gets five. That's how you get the Cheshon five. So where does four come in? This char ha-gofes dalses, but you also have to take char. You give char loimish tem esrei boi maflik. That the schar for those levim, the ones who are coming in, that they have to close the door. They didn't open the doors in the morning, they have to close the doors. That does not come from these 12 chalas, so therefore the 12 get equally distributed amongst the kohenim who work 6 and 6. The kohen gadol gets less than half, so he gets 5. That's the cheshbon of 5.
From whose half does he get the 5?
From both. Now they're going to divide the rest. He takes 5 out of the 12, the 7 left, you guys work it out. Boy, miflig, botzer, chodor, you take one less, a palga, chomishak. That's how you get the cheshbon of 5. How do you get the cheshbon of 4? Because Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanah saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says who gets them rewarded for closing the doors, the new group. And for that, they get two chalas, which means 10 chalas get divided between the mishmaras as mishmaras. Two chalas is given to the second mishmar, but not also mishmar, but also extra work, the duty that they had to close the doors when they didn't open. So really, how many chalas are being distributed? Only 10 chalas. If 10 chalas be distributed, what's less than half? Four. That's why they're cutting it four. That's why he said four or five. Four or five means depending which opinion you follow. Doma nichnes noitul sheva shtayim bezchar agav as dalsas two because they close the doors. The yoytze and noitul chomish and the one that leaves only takes five. Then maaser from 10 boy mifli you have to divide only 10 loaves and batzach chadav and palga you the minus one from a half. The shokil arba. That's how you get four. Rashi. Top of the page. My arba chamish, masay arba masay chamish 4 5. The rabban, the pligal, the rabbi, the agi, the cholav, the amni, the same mishmar yoytzi noitel sheish. The group takes out, leaves, takes six. Umishmar hanichnin noitel sheish chalas six chalas v'scharagov v'dalsel shokil. The reward for closing the doors. They do not take mishmar hanichnin. The group that comes in does not get paid. Does not get rewarded for it. Nimtzu kulan boys from chal because they all come divide equally. The koyin gadol chaylikim shtei and divide with both. The mishnayim masay boy miflig and from the 12 he takes half. But according to Chacham, he doesn't take equal half, he takes less. Since you have to take one roll from half, he gets only five. But Rabbi Yehuda Dama Nichnis Neutel Stein, the group coming in gets an extra two for closing the doors. Not as the division, but more as a reward, compensation for closing the doors. Shabbos, Dalsas Azor for closing the doors. The other group opened the doors, and these guys have to close all of these doors. Is me'eser by miflug. So there's only 10 chalas that they distribute between the two. She'ein hashtayim boyz machlekes. The Kohen Gadol does not get a share in the two chalas because they're not part of the division. That's payment. Ki ischaramim, that's payment. But the chadamim and b'halgo des, and v'shokal habitek only four. Says the Gemara, that's how we answer the answer. So the whole thing, it says the whole thing goes to go to Rabbanon. And the four or five is because either if you only have 10, then they end up with four. If you have 12, then you end up with five. Rava says, no, I'm going to argue that Kula Rebbe, all dinim here are Rebbe. Shtei Lechem, one, that's Rebbe. That's Rebbe. Why? Because according to the Rabbanan, Rava says, maybe Taka, you would get less than a whole. According to the Rabbanan, you have to get less than half, so you break the chal, you have no breda. You'll break it. Taka pasnish if you have a breda, but you have no breda, it's all right. It's all right. just like on Pesach. You know, Prus is also considered, that's the matzah. And so it's all Rebbe. And that's why by you divide the lechem upon him. So why four or five? The Savor look at Rabbi Yehuda. And Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda that there's only 10. So if there's only 10, you should get five. You get half. Where's the four? Well, the my arba. Sorry? Rebbe holds, you give exactly half. So you only get five. Well, the my arba, where does the four come in? Hachamish boyle mishka, because they should get four, five. Like kasha. Hodi ikim mishmer hamis akiv adalekim mishmer akiv. If Yom Tov falls out on Thursday or on Monday, if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we know that all the kohenim come in and they join in together, or they fall on Friday, they all have no bray, you have to stay, so they all get in, they all get a chag lechem upon him. Because we want to encourage all the kohenim, that not even the mishmer, to join in on Yom Tov, because there's so much work to be done. But if Yom Tov falls out on Thursday, they could have gone home. If Yom Tov falls out on Monday, they could have gone home.
There's no overtime rights.
So there's a question whether they get any benefit. So we say that if the kohenim decide to stay, okay, we won't give them a chelik in the kabbalah, but we'll give them something. They'll get a chelik in the chalas. They also get something in the chalas. So in those times when there's a mishmer hamis akiv, then the kohen gadol gets only four. Because we need to distribute it to a wider distribution. Hadik a mishmer hamis akiv, hadalek a mishmer hamis akiv. Rashi. Kula Rebbe, the first, second narrow line, the Amar Palak Shekhi's half. You never divide. You only give one. Because, no, but from here they bring a ayat. There's a question. If you only have one and a half challah, can you use that lechem mishmer? Is a half a challah when you have no choice, consider a full one. So one of the ayat bring a singmar and bracha. We had, you know, mishmer, v'chatzim mishmer, shtayim mikra. We have machlekes. It's three mishmaris or four mishmaris. And it says in the pasuk there that two mishmaris before. Rav Melech said, I woke up two mishmaris before all the other kings to say Chatzis Laila Niyakum Hoyduslo. So we say that mishmar of Mechtz is Nami Shtei Mishmaris Karula. So we bring it out from there that a half a challah is considered a challah for Shlemus. Another I bring from here, called the Rebbe, that you see that the Rabbon hold, he can give less than the whole challah. And that's considered a full portion when you have no choice. What's the story? Sunday and some mishmaris want to come help out. They're coming around on Friday. All the groups come in on Yom Tov. Sometimes Yom Tov falls on a Thursday. Most of them will go home by Erev Shabbos. But the Yesh Mishmer Shemitz Akish on Mitzvah Shabbos. Some Mishmer says, we'll stay around, hang around if you need any help. Because there'll be a lot of Eden also hanging around. So maybe, it'll be extra work. But now, if Shabbos would be Mamashir Chalamoy, it'll come Mishmer Shabbos Bechilah Rapadim. How would it work upon him? Everyone gets an equal amount. Or if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, you get the amount because they all worked. If Yom Tov was on a Friday, you have no bread, you can't return home. If on a Sunday, have no bread, come on a Friday. Even though it's not Yom Tov Mamish, it's before a post. But nevertheless, because they were there for Yom Tov, they had no choice, we give them a chayin lech upon him. No bread, they have to remain there. They have no different than if Yom Tov. And Shabbos falls out in the middle of Yom Tov. Chol Yemecha lahafzi bin time. There's a day between over there before. You're going to call them. Moed b'chem Shabbos. Yom Tov finish on a Thursday. Oy ma'achere. Or afterwards, Yitzchel la'moed b'shein Shabbos start on Monday. La'hoi lem la'hagdim la'vim Shabbos. They didn't have to come Thursday. Einan Shabbos. Or if Yom Tov is on Monday, they didn't have to come on Friday. Einan Shabbos. Elim mishmer hamis akib b'Shabbos. But the mishmer, that group that stayed behind the Shabbos. Bein shehu mishmer echa. Bein shehu mishmer hameni. Noitel shtei chalos. We give them two chalos. We give them two, and they divide all these extra kainim, they divide between themselves. The nichnes, shizmane kvu, lois shabbos. Shizmane kvu for that Shabbos. In other words, you get, why do you only get four? Because two are for schar hagofas dalsas, two are for the mishmar hama'akiv. That leaves only eight to be divided amongst the kainim. Therefore, you only get four. Because Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda that two go for Aschar Gofas Dalsas. So every time Lech HaPonim is only 10. So every Shabbos the Kohen Gadol it's only 5 if he wants it. But when it's right back to Yom Tov and is also the extra 2 you need to distribute to these extra Kohen, he leaves only 8. That's why it's 4. Says the Gemara, Hachi, If you tell me this Rebbe, my Rebbe Amar Loilam Chamish. So why does Rebbe say the next one? The next part of the mission, the Brai says, and Rebbe says Loilam Chamish. First of all, what Rebbe is talking till now, why Son says Rebbe? Second of all, when he Loilam Chamish, not Loilam Chamish. We just said that sometimes it's Arba. If it's right, if Yom Tov falls out on Monday or on Thursday. Kasha, Takas Ashwarakat. Rashi Hochi, the Mitzvah, Rebbe, my Loilam Chamish. It's a difficulty. Stop here.